I think we're going to have a couple of storms potentially this week, so we'll be out as we need to be to take care of those roads. But whenever we're not doing that, this is also our cleanup time. So our crews get out. We try to cut brush. It's a great time when all the leaves are off so we can get in there and get all those woody stems and stuff off the right-of-way as much as possible. We go and check signs with the snow and the rain events that we've been having, those signs heaves. We try to make sure any of those are not leaning, they're properly reflective and easily seen. And we pay attention to the shoulders and take care of those drop-offs wherever we can. So Caldwell County will be doing all three of those operations, brush cutting, sign operations, and shoulder work on those lettered roads. And those are slow-moving operations. Sometimes we're stopped if we're just at a specific sign, but if we're doing shoulder work, then it's a slow-moving operation. Carroll County will be doing similar type things, brush cutting, pothole patching, and some drainage work. Sheraton County, again, similar sign operations, pothole patching, and brush cutting. Linn County, we do have some planned work on U.S. Highway 36. That's near Brookfield from South State Street to Pershing Road. Drainage work, that will be all week long. In addition, the crews will be out on the litter roads doing the brush cutting, sign operations, pothole patching, and shoulder work. And then in Livingston County, we have some planned work for shoulder cleanup on some littered roads, Z Highway, north of Chillicothe, C, F, DD, and D from Utica and South. So watch out for those crews as they're out doing that work.